Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you guys decided to join me on this beautiful Wednesday hump day. Oh, my God. I tell you, I don't know where you are, but where I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's a beautiful day, a beautiful day. Well, are you guys ready for our guest tonight? I truly am. But before we do, you know, we always have to open up the show with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for how you protected us, how you kept us safe. God, we thank you how you watched over us and kept us from all seen and unseen dangers. God, we ask you to forgive us. We know there has been something that we may have said or done throughout this day that wasn't pleasing in your sight, and for that, we ask for your forgiveness, as well as those who have sinned against us by some form or fashion. So God, we just thank you. Be on this interview tonight. Be over the airwaves. Bless our guests. Bless our listening audience. And just, God, just have your way as you always do. And we will forevermore give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, we have a special guest with us tonight. And, you know, as I always say, all of our guests are special. So I want to read a little bit about her before I bring her on. Our guest tonight is Tanya Simmons. Tanya is from South Hill, Virginia, and she's the firstborn of three children to Deacon Danny Simmons Sr. and Deaconess Dolores W. Simmons. The bulk of her time she spends caring for her nephews, and she also volunteers part-time caring for an elderly lady that is 102 years old. Oh, my God. When she is, that is phenomenal. When she is not caring for others, she is singing God's praises. She's been doing that since a little girl. So we just want to, first of all, just give God praise for her coming on the show tonight. And I'm not going to read too much about her because I want her to tell you about herself. So, Tanya, are you on the air with us tonight?
Praise God. Yes, I am.
Well, glad to have you. Glad to have you. So tell us, how you kind of got started. You know, I know you've been singing at an early age. It says at 7, growing up at Sharon Baptist Church, you started singing there. So give us a little bit of background.
Well, every Sunday morning, well, every fourth Sunday morning, somebody would show a piece of paper in my face and say, sing this, sing that. And luckily I was paying attention, so I knew how the songs went, so I could lead some of the songs that they wanted me to lead. And the very first one I did was Hear Him Lead Me.
So and so since then you've just been singing God's praises. Now, do you play an instrument?
No. I wish I could play an instrument.
So, how did you, you know, get started singing professionally? Because, you know, excuse me, a lot of times we move from glory to glory. So, how did you get started singing professionally?
Well, as I said in my bio, I've been friends with Stephanie for most of my life, and she's the one that got me started, and I've been working with her for about 5 years, and it's been life learning. It's been an incredible journey, and I've met a lot of people. And like I said, it's been incredible.
Oh, great. Now, did you ever think that you would be singing professionally? I mean, you know, a lot of us, we start out singing in the church. And when did you know that God had really called you to do this in your life?
Actually, it has never crossed my mind. I never thought about stepping out, being professional at anything. So Stephanie called me up and she said, well, how about working with me as I go through this endeavor of being a promoter? I said, sure, I know you, and we've been friends for a long time, so I guess this will be a pretty good experience. And it has been.
Well, and that's the good thing about it, being an independent artist, it's always great to have that good people that believe in the gift that God has given you in song. Do you have any music? Have you produced any albums? Do you have music out there that our listeners could go and purchase?
Right now, you can purchase from either Stephanie or myself. The CD is called My Time, and it has, you know, traditional hymns on it.
Okay. So tell our listening audience how they can get your music through you or Stephanie.
Okay, you can reach us on Facebook. My name is Tanya Simmons, and you can find me on Facebook, or you can reach Stephanie McDonald on Facebook as well. And there you can find her telephone number so you can get a copy of the CD.
Okay. And the name of her, for those of you that are listening, is Stephanie McDonald. And she's with S&M Productions, so she's on Facebook. And, again, you can pull up Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Simmons, or you can pull up Stephanie on Facebook and get in touch with Tanya. Now, tell us about your schedule. What's going on? Are you doing any touring? Or are you having any engagements coming up? Because we have listeners that are all over the United States that listen in on the show. So they want to know, how can they see Tanya live?
I'm going to be in Arkansas in about a month at the Music Love Awards. I was nominated for an award for traditional artist. And right now, I don't have any engagements, but Miss Stephanie can fill you in on that.
So definitely we reach out to her if someone needs you or would like for you to come and to bless them in song. So you say you sing traditional. Pair you to any of the artists that are out there now as far as your vocal style or your singing style?
Not right now. I haven't heard anyone say who they compare me to. I try to want to have my own style.
And that's good. You want to have your own style. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now talk about the elderly lady that you take care of. She's 102 years old. That's phenomenal. I'm pretty sure she, you know, has some wonderful stories that she's been able to tell you of stuff she's observed throughout history. Can you share that with us?
Right now she's at a point where nothing is really lucid, but she does a lot of talking. She tells me about she used to sing and how people would want her to sing different songs that she used to sing. And she told me one of her favorite songs was, it escapes me right now, but she's been telling me of a lot of different songs that she used to like to sing. She loves the old hymnals, and I've seen her in action when she was in her younger days. She really was phenomenal.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, talk about growing up in a house where your dad was a deacon and your mom was a deaconess. So it's obvious that you were raised in a strong Christian background. Talk about, did you sing when you were, and did they just say, you know what, you've got a gift, you know, or kind of how did that evolve? You know, did your parents see the gifting of music ministry in you at an early age?
Actually, they made sure I was at every Sunday morning, and my dad liked to sing a lot. He sang a lot with our mail force, Eastern Union Mail Force. As a matter of fact, my mom was just talking about that this morning, and he just did a lot of singing in our community. And he made sure that I was there to watch it and see it in action.
And that's a good thing. It's always good to have that support. What do you see in the gospel industry now that has changed? And have you learned a lot by being connected with people that are ministry minded?
I'm seeing a lot of artists. Quite frankly, I enjoy listening to Kirk Franklin and all his music, and he's a real inspiration. And I also enjoy Dottie Peoples and people like that.
So you've seen the different ways that the music has definitely changed from traditional to contemporary and all of the above. Now, you also were nominated or named Female Vocalist of the Year twice at the C&M Gospel Awards. Talk about that. How did that feel?
It was an excellent feeling. I had never won any awards of that magnitude before, and it was just really unexpected.
Well, it's obvious that God truly has his hand on you and definitely is going to move you toward greater things. What do you see for yourself for the future moving in as you grow and move higher in the music ministry of song? What do you see? Or what is God and where is he going to be positioning you that you see yourself in the next couple of years?
I just see myself as really blessing everyone that listens or would attempt to listen to my music, and I hope that it would, you know, touch their lives. And if they haven't received Christ, I hope that they would find him in my music.
Amen. Do you have any upcoming projects or music? Do you write?
No, but I do have someone who is writing a song for me as we speak, and it will be out pretty soon. I don't want to give any secrets away, but it will be out pretty soon.
Good. Now, what do you find when I talk to a lot of artists, some say, well, I like studio. I love to go in the studio. I love to do studio work. Some people say, I love live because I love the connection with the audience. Which one do you like best?
Actually, I like live singing best because it doesn't feel like you're having to, you know, be perfect as you are in the studio. You can kind of let loose a little bit and be yourself.
And that's true. That's true. Because you're in the studio. You are on like a kind of a time schedule, and the mics, they pick up everything. I mean, every bad note and whatever. So, yeah, you can kind of be a little bit more freer when it's live. I love it. Now, when you're not singing and when you're not taking care, now I heard you take care of your nephews as well. Talk about your nephews that you care for.
They are really affectionate, and they really tell me that I do a wonderful job when they do hear me sing. My oldest nephew is 10, and he's a little drummer, so hopefully one day he'll be with me on some of these engagements.
Amen. So they are kind of like your little critiquers, because children can be very honest.
Yes.
And they'll tell you, oh, I like that, oh, I don't like that, but that's good that you've got, again, you've got that fantastic support. And another thing, now, so when you're not, you know, taking care of your nephews and you're not singing, what do you do? Do you have other hobbies that you like to do?
Actually, all I do is hang out with my family and go shopping and whatever comes to mind. And we do a lot of family gatherings, cookouts, and things of that nature. I'm a very family-oriented person.
Now, do you have any other siblings that sing as well?
She sings in the choir with me on Sunday morning, my only sister. She's a little younger than I am.
Has she ever sung any background for you when you've been out singing?
No. I've been trying to get her to sing background with me on some of those occasions. She's a little shy.
Well, as she sees you grow and move forward, maybe she'll come out of that shyness. Do you see her someday having a music ministry as well?
God has called her to do other things. I don't really see her in the music field, but I do see her doing other things.
Amen. Well, we record our show, and so we've got listeners on now, and then we'll have listeners that are going to be tuning in later on. So if there was something that you wanted to share or just give a word of encouragement for tonight, what would that be to someone that's listening?
Or anyone that's trying to get into the music field and you've maybe shied away from it a little bit, get back into it, work hard, stick with it, and God will bless you to be where He would want you to be. Always stay positive and keep your mind stayed on Him.
Amen. Because there are, you know, I remember the song, I Won't Complain. It says, there'll be good days, there'll be bad days, excuse me, and there'll be some hills to climb. And we both know that in this business, you know, there are going to be some, you know, not so good days. What would you say to those that, anyone that's going through not just in music, but just having a bad day, what would be a word of encouragement that you'd like to share with them tonight if they are going through, whether it's, you know, we both know that in ministry, somebody is not always up. You know, while we're up, somebody's down. So what would you share as a word of encouragement for someone that is going through a situation right now?
I would share Psalms 23. It's the shepherd's psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if you keep Him first in everything you do, pray without ceasing, and whatever you're going through, He'll work it out for you.
Amen. And just kind of piggybacking off of that, do you have a testimony that you would like to share with our listening audience where God has, brought you through, you know, a moment where it wasn't all, you know, good?
Well, I lost my brother in 2012. He was the youngest of all of us, and he would always tell me, Tanya, whatever you feel like you want to do, go ahead and do it. He was in our military system. He was in the U.S. Army, and he was a really powerful inspiration for me. When he passed, I thought I wouldn't, you know, sing another song or go anywhere to progress. But as I was singing, I thought about him, and he encouraged me to keep going and do what I needed to do to succeed.
That's great. It's great. And it's good that you decided, you know, Lord, you know, because we go through, we have grief. There's going to be grief in life, and there are going to be those moments. But I'm so glad that his words encourage you, and you continue to stay on and do what God mandated you to do. One of the things that I do ask my guests to do before we close our show out is to close us out with a word of prayer. So I would be honored if you would do that for us tonight. But before we do, I wanted to just let our listening audience know next week we had said on Monday night that we were going to have evangelist Michelle Tucker on tonight. Well, we kind of flip-flopped it, and Tanya, who was supposed to be, I think, on Monday, she so graciously came on tonight, and so we're going to have Michelle on Monday night. So I wanted to make sure all of you know about that change. So make sure that you do tune in on Monday, and we will be having Evangelist Tucker on Monday night. And then next Wednesday, we have another phenomenal guest going to be coming on and sharing what they're doing in the kingdom of God. Well, Tanya, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I just appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. And now you're up in South Hill, Virginia?
Yes.
Now, you've been there all your life?
Yes.
Okay. Any indication of you maybe, you know, branching out or moving anywhere else if your career takes you somewhere else?
Wherever God leads me, I'll follow him. But right now, I don't see myself moving to another state or another city. I kind of like it here in little old South Hill.
Well, actually, I'll be coming through your way on Friday. I have family. I'm taking my mom and dad up to see my sister in Laurel, Maryland. So I'll be coming through. We always stop in South Hill and gas up. That's our halfway point. So I'll do a big shout-out in South Hill when we come past your way early Friday morning.
All right.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And again, now tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you and how they can book you to come for an event.
Okay. Once again, you can reach me on Facebook. My name is Tanya Simmons. For booking information, you can contact with Stephanie McDonald. She is also on Facebook with S&M Productions.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we are getting ready to sign off. Thank you so much for tuning in again. And Tanya, if you would you close us out with a word of prayer?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm your humble servant coming to your people. Lord, guide us, continue to bless us as we go through our lives, as we go through this day, as a matter of fact. And Lord, give everyone traveling mercy. I want to pray for everyone that has lost a loved one or is going through right now. I pray their strength that they will find you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Take over.